The dollar failed to hold on to its post-NFP gains, easing modestly after an unsuccessful push higher in late Asia, early Europe, though it remains above yesterday's lows. Markets are still pricing 2 Fed cuts in 2026, even as Fed's Hammock reiterated that inflation remains too high and policy is not yet significantly restraining growth. FX volatility remains elevated, with dollar-yen sliding earlier amid strength in Japan's super long bonds following PM Takeuchi's election win, which helped calm fiscal concerns, while Aussie dollar pushed to fresh cycle highs after hawkish RBA commentary, keeping the 2023 peak in sight. In the UK, Q4 GDP printed a steady but soft 0.1% quarter over quarter, reinforcing the low growth backdrop. On the geopolitical front, markets are digesting signs of unease within the U.S. Republican Party after the House moved to limit Trump-era Canadian tariffs, alongside reports that the U.S. and China may extend their trade truce by up to a year ahead of a potential April Trump G meeting. Today's focus includes U.S. jobless claims and existing home sales, but attention is already turning to tomorrow's CPI, with central bank commentary also due from several ECB officials and the Bank of Canada's Rogers. That's all for now.